So we saw yesterday how he invited the A-list, the B-list, the C-list, the D-list. He had all lists. And the goal was to show that he didn't need anybody. He didn't need the royalty that was around. He was the king. He didn't need the older ministers. He basically made a party to show his power. The next pasuk says, Behar oto. Behar oto. While he was showing et osher kevod malchuto. Meaning in this party, Behar oto, while he was showing everybody et osher. Osher means the riches of kevod malchuto, of his glorious kingdom. The et yekar tiferet gedulato. The word yekar means something precious. Tiferet gedulato, which means tiferet. His gedulato means his greatness, his majesty, his excellent majesty. Yamim rabim. He was showing this for many days. Shemonim umat yom. 180 days to be exact. So this party lasted 180 days. Nice. Beautiful party, huh? The right word should have been lehar oto. Because really, over here, we're describing what seems to be the purpose of the party. He made a party for all the people. That was the last pasuk, who he invited. And this pasuk really is supposed to tell us why he made the party. So really, the word should be lehar oto. Lehar oto would mean in order to show everybody his greatness, his wealth, his tiferet, his excellence. So why does it say behar oto while he was showing? It's not while he was showing. That's why he made the party lehar oto, in order to show. So how come in the Megillah wrote it behar oto? So here is another important insight in the world of kavod, in the world of honor. When people make money or people feel success, so first they make a party. We said yesterday the party was for a good reason. He became the king of the basically the world. 127 countries. He got a new beautiful chair that everybody wanted. He got it. So he made it Seudat Hoda. He wanted to make a Seuda to thank whoever he needed to thank himself, or to thank whoever he needed to thank. You know, he's celebrating with his soldiers. He's celebrating with his ministers, with his servants. So they did it. They did good together. It's like a person who was running a company and they had a good year. So he gathers at the end of the year all the employees and they have a celebration to give everybody a good feeling that we accomplished something. If a guy is God-fearing, he would also have Seudat Hoda'ah. He would come to thank Hashem. But even without thanking Hashem, it's normal for people to celebrate together a common accomplishment. So that was the purpose of the party. Behar oto is two things that happened. Number one, it led, like we said yesterday, from being a party for the purpose of an accomplishment, turned into a party of showing off and an ego trip. That's So it didn't start lehar oto. It didn't start as a party in order to show. It started as a party for a good celebration. But it became behar oto. It became that way. Or maybe even on a deeper level, even while he was showing off, you know, during this time, it says Yamim Rabim. Yamim Rabim means it was a party of many days. And then it says 180 days. That's not an appropriate way to talk. If someone wants to say many days, obviously he doesn't care about the number of days. And if someone tells you the number of days, you don't have to say many days. But to say Yamim Rabim, many days, 180 days, doesn't make sense. That's what Pasuk says. Yamim Rabim, how long this party lasted? Many days, 180. Doesn't make sense. So what does it mean? It means that it took him a long time. It took Yamim, why? He didn't come to make a party of 180 days. But it took him a long time to show all that he wanted to show. Yamim Rabim. Yamim Rabim is describing the amount of days that were needed for Ahasuerus to show of all that he had. For a regular person, how much could he show? Some people could show for an hour. Some people could show for a day. Some people could show for a week. Depends on the status. Ahasuerus had enough to show Yamim Rabim. It doesn't matter, you see, his Yamim Rabim happened to be 180 days. But other people, maybe their Yamim Rabim could be 4 days. That's not the point. The point is he wanted to show everything. He wanted to put everything on display. And it took 180 days. Hazal tell us that he found the wealth of Nebuchadnezzar. Yes, which was, Nebuchadnezzar was the powerful king of Babel. And he got, Ahasuerus got 1,080 warehouses of wealth. Some crazy treasures. 1,080 of them. You know, just to own a warehouse that's empty is already good. That's a good investment. To have 1,080 warehouses is tremendous. And to have 1,080 full warehouses of jewels and diamonds and money and all, big. Ahasuerus had 1,080 treasures that he found. So every day, he didn't want to show them all one day, or maybe it took a long time. Every day he showed six. Six. And it's hinted in the words. It's hinted in the words of the Pasuk. Osher kevod malchuto. Right? Oh. Yekar tiferet gedulato. Six words. All describing his wealth. Hazal tell us, every day he showed six. Six divided by 1,080 is 180 days. 180 times six. 1080. It took him Yamim Rabim. It took him many days to show everything that he had. A person who has nothing has to show everything that he has. You hear that? A person who has nothing has to show everything that he has. He has to put it all out there. The Magid Midubna gives a beautiful mashal about a guy who walks into a newly opened retail store. He walks in, and he himself is in the retail business. He walks in to see what kind of merchandise the guy has. He walks in and he sees that the guy put all the merchandise in the window. There's nothing in the store. The racks are empty. The shelves are empty. There's no merchandise inside the store. It's a huge store, all empty. The guy took all the goods and he hung it and put it by the window. This guy's going crazy. You know, he's in the retail business. It hurts him to see such things. So he says to the guy, listen, I'm sorry, you know, I care for you. I want you to be matzliach. He says, this is not the way. You don't put all your merchandise in the window. Come, let me show you my store. Show you. You put a little bit in the window. And the merchandise you put in the store, you're doing it the wrong way. So the guy told him, listen, I know, I get it. I understand what you're saying. He says, hey, but there's one difference between me and you. He says, you have a lot of merchandise. So all you have to do is put some samples in the window. But this is all I got. If this is all you got, you put it all in the window. So basically, the Magid Medubna says that this is the story of our lives. That a person who has a lot of merchandise, he has a lot inside of him, he doesn't have to put too much in the window. He puts in the window whatever is needed. But a person who has emptiness inside, everything he has to go in the window. Ahasuerus is an empty man. He has a lot of money, but he's empty. So he needs to show, which means, why did he have to celebrate 180 days? What kind of crazy party is that? It's not normal. It's also tiring, by the way. You ever have a party? You ever throw a party? After 3 hours, you're dichit. Gabe, how long it takes you to be dichit for a party? 3-4 hours. And you have to go on vacation after that party. You know how many people have to make a wedding to go on a vacation? They can't. It's hard. You have to say hello to every guy. It's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. It's beautiful, but it's exhausting. You got to entertain every person. You have to worry if each person is taken care of. You have to dress the right way. You have to look the right way. After talking and walking and dressing, and after 3-4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours maximum, you're exhausted. And then Shiva Berachot for 7 days. Shema Yisrael, ask people who go through the Shiva Berachot experience. It's a beautiful experience. It's gorgeous. But after the 7th day, you just can't wait till they get home, these guys. Let them go into their house. We don't want to see them for another month. Every night, 3 hours, 4 hours, more invitations, more food. Again, it's beautiful. But by the time it's over, you're done. This man had the strength to keep going 180 days. He didn't want to do it for 180 days. But he needed to show everything he's got. And it took him Yamim Rabim. What could he do? It took him many days to show everybody what he has. Now, it says Behar Oto. Behar Oto. Why Behar Oto? We said it should be in order to show. So we said first, because it started as a party for something, and it turned into an ego party. But not only did it turn that way, even as he was showing people, he also made it like it was a side point. People make a party. The main point is to show who they are. They want to show Osher, Kevod, Malchuto. They want to show Yekar, Tiferet, Gedulato. That's really what they want. But they can't express it that way. The way they express it, oh, by the way, yeah, I got this warehouse. It's really no big deal. But I'll show it to you if you want. Oh, wow, look at that watch that you're wearing. Nah, it's nothing. When you say it's nothing, it makes you even more hashu. Because not only are you wealthy, but you don't even care about it. You're so wealthy, you don't even care about these unimportant things. Yeah, another warehouse. Yeah, another warehouse. Behar Oto, which means even as he was showing off, it wasn't Lehar Oto. Of course, I didn't bring you here to show you. The whole game is, by the way, I'm going to make sure you see everything I have. So here he goes. Again, one more time. A person who has the Ahasuerosh attitude, he made a lot of money, he became very powerful. He has an opportunity for a party, he makes the party. But then it turns into a party of ego. And then he needs to show everything that he's got because he's an empty person. That's why he needs, for Ahasuerosh, he needed Yamim Rabim. He didn't want to be 180 days entertaining people. But when you have an ego trip, you'll do anything. You'll fly across the world and back just to show people who you are. This man took 180, what mesirut nefesh. You understand? This is an act of tremendous self-sacrifice. To entertain people 180 days is an act that nobody here would be able to say, I could do it. I can't throw a party for 180 days. It's exhausting, straight. It is exhausting. But guess what? For kavod, for honor, a person is willing to sacrifice his energy, his time, his money, all for kavod. And by the way, we're supposed to learn from this. We're supposed to learn from this, my dear friends. When you see, it says, Hazal tell us, that you have to learn from great people what to do. And sometimes you have to learn from not such great people what to do. When you see Ahasuerosh, 180 days of sacrifice just to bring the feeling of kavod into his life, it should be used for us always as a source of hizuk, a source of strength, that a person should realize how much koach he has. If a person, you know, where is the true source of kavod? The true source of kavod is from within the neshama. When a person's neshama is getting all of its nutrition, it's getting wisdom constantly. It's getting mitzvot, it's getting tefillah, it's getting tzedakah. When the neshama is being filled with real honor. Real honor is kedusha, holiness. When the neshama is being filled constantly with honor, a person doesn't need to show external honor. When a person is empty of internal honor, then he has a great need to show external honor. This is the way it works. And what happens when a person wants the honor? He's willing to throw a party of 180 days. That nobody here could tell me I can do that. How can he do it? Because when a person is looking for honor, he'll give everything he's got and more. And that is supposed to translate for us into real honor. That a person should be willing to give up his nights to learn, to give up his time to help. For mitzvot, a person should give everything he's got. If Ahasuerosh can give 180 days straight to entertain people for fake honor, how much more can a person give for real honor? A person always thinks that he's doing the most that he can. Usually normal people think they're doing the best they can. What more can I do? But if you look at Ahasuerosh, you see someone doing something that you could say is impossible. But it's not impossible for a person who's looking for kavod. And if you're looking for real kavod and you know where to find it, instead of Ahasuerosh spending 180 days doing what he did, he could have spent 180 days refining himself, going to learn something, go get some wise people and start filling up your neshama and start doing things with your money. Start to help people. Start to give out the wealth that Hashem gave you. Start distributing it to those in need. This is how you're supposed to spend your 180 days. You're supposed to learn from Ahasuerus. To spend 180 days means to give up of your time and your energy for real honor. We live at Ahasuerus that you have to make such a ridiculous party to show kavod on the external. But guess what? If you have a lot and you're empty inside, you have no choice but to put the merchandise at the window. There's no choice. You need to have kavod in your life. So you have to put it on display. The limud from this pasuk is to spend your time and your effort on building your kavod. And don't think you're doing enough. Your laziness is what's telling you you're doing enough. It's your desire for menuha that's not allowing you to work harder, to do more in your life. This is a great lesson that we learn from Ahasuerus. So again, one more time. Ahasuerus is using the party to build up his honor, his kavod. And therefore, it took him a long time because he has a lot of kavod. The more you have to show, and when you're empty inside, the more time you need to show. There's no choice. Why does the Megillah split it into two categories? It says, et osher behar oto, et osher kevod malchuto, meaning he was showing his wealth, ve et yekar tiferet gedulato, the precious majesty of himself. Hazal, by the way, tell us, Yekar tiferet gedulato, he put on the begadim of the Kohen Gadol. In the world of ego, there's a ladder. The first rung on the ladder has a limit. But the second rung is limitless, is Ad LaShamayim. The first area that a person wants to get kavod is osher. Osher means they have money. When a person makes money, he wants people to know that he's rich. He gets a feeling of honor. Again, we're talking about empty people. A person who's full inside gets wealth, doesn't feel kavod from it. He feels a responsibility from it. He gets scared from it. He says what Yaakov Avinu says, Katonti mikol hasadim. I feel small from all the kindness Hashem gave me. Why did Hashem give me so much money? What do I have to do with it? I'm not doing enough. Hashem gave me all this wealth. For what reason? You know, there are people, even in recent history that we know, had this attitude. They built a legacy from the money that Hashem gave them. Not from their parties. They built a legacy because they were the builders of the Jewish people. How many people could say they were the builders of the Jewish people? You heard of Paul Reichman, Alav HaShalom. He was a very wealthy man. And I'm sure he enjoyed his life. But his legacy wasn't the money that he made. The legacy was he built the Jewish people. Which means when he got the money, he got scared. What's my responsibility here? Just to have more warehouses and to show people how much I have and to be in Forbes magazine or the equal of that, to be the person in my community that people know that's what I got the money for? A person who's full inside, when Hashem gives them extra gifts, they get scared. They get scared that they got something that needs to be used, and maybe they're not using it. Any gift Hashem gives somebody is a great assignment, a great responsibility to do more in your life. So you're making this much, you have that responsibility. Today, you have something else. That's what a true person of kavod does when Hashem blesses them with external gifts. Katonti mikol hasadim. I feel small today. You know, for everybody else, they give this kind of charity. They help that much. They do that much. It's beautiful. Till today, I'm doing okay. I was doing good. But today, realizing how much I've been blessed more than others, I feel so small. There's so much more that I need to do with what Hashem gave me. This is what great people think. Ahasuerus, again, being an empty person that he was, he's showing off his wealth. But that has a cap. Showing off money has a cap. It's a rung on the ladder, but it has an expiration, which means there's just so much that you can get kavod from money. At some point, even you fall out of it. It's meaning it's not enough for you that people think you have money. It may be enough for a day, maybe a week, maybe a month, maybe a year. But at some point, the fact that you have money just isn't giving you enough kavod. It's just not doing it for you. You need something else. You start starving. You start being thirsty for new water, for new kavod. So where's the that? So the first one is Osher Kevod Malchuto. There's a man showing off his money. But then the second Ve'et Yekar Tiferet Gedulato, which means the second level is to show that you're a very, very special human being. That you, not your money, you want to show that you yourself are very smart. You want to show how you know how to make all the right decisions. That you're the address of anyone who needs any help in any area, they come to you. Because you, yourself, the money is only like entry level kavod. You have money. After a while, it's only money. It's not you. You want to elevate your personal status. So that's why you see very often people with money automatically start to get involved in things that they have no business getting involved in. A person who has money and gets involved in things they should get involved in is a great responsibility. But sometimes you see people who have money and get involved in things they have no business getting involved in. For example, they get involved in education. There is no room for a wealthy person in the world of education. Not because he's a bad person, because he knows nothing about it. He can have an opinion. He can say, this is what I think. No problem. But to feel like an authority in education. Now, you could be wealthy and be educated and know about education. We're not talking about that. But there are many people who, because they have money, they feel they have an expertise and a need to show that expertise. There's so many areas in life that a wealthy person feels that they are qualified more than anybody else because of their wealth. What's going on is what happened with Ahasuerus. The first step is you got to show your money. At some point, even that becomes vain. You need to show something else. So you use your money to start showing your splendor, to show that you're a hashuv person. And therefore you start throwing your weight around in places that really you know nothing about. You start getting involved in people's lives in a way that you know nothing about. You start giving opinions on things that, strong opinions, on things you know nothing about.
Why would Ahasuerus put on the clothing of the Kohen Gadol? What does he get out of that? The answer is that Ahasuerus wanted to become a spiritual guide to people. He wanted to tell them what's the halakha. He wanted to tell them how they should live their life. He wanted to be that person that they would come to for anything that would be necessary in their life. This is why he wanted to wear the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. Because that's what happens to a person who has wealth. After a while, they need to feel like they can guide people spiritually. They want to feel like they can be the advisors to tell people how they should fix their marriage, how they should raise their children, how should they lead their lives. This is what happens in the next level of wealth. First, you want your money to give you your honor. At some point that expires. Now you want to become something bigger yourself to give people the guidance for their life. That is the great danger. Of course, there are people who have money and are able to give people advice and are people. Of course, there is such a thing. But they have to be qualified. Just like a regular person would never speak up about certain issues because he doesn't know anything about them. A person who's wealthy shouldn't feel empowered to speak if they don't have that capability. That is the test of wealth. And a person should feel the opposite. When a person is given wealth, he should feel, not that I have to show who I am, but rather I have to say to myself, what is my responsibility? I'm not doing enough with the gifts that Hashem gave me. How can I do more to give from what Hashem has blessed me with?
This all takes place because of an empty person who doesn't realize that when Hashem blessed you, you have a greater responsibility to take what He gave you and figure out how you can use what He gave you. Instead, you start pushing your own agenda and your own ego, and it's all downhill from there, as we see in Megillat Esther. The purpose of Megillat Esther is not really what we're talking about, but along the way, there's a lot to learn about Ahasuerus and his rise and his ego and where he ended up and what happened to him. This is something every person must know. Have a wonderful day.